Welcome to The Truth Seeker's Guide, an uplifting podcast that explores the pursuit of truth through various disciplines such as history, spirituality, religion, philosophy, inner work, and science. Today I wanted to speak about something very important in this part, in this transformation process, in this mind renewal. There is no virtue more godlike than when you forgive. Forgiveness is for the strong, it's not for the weak. And we actually need forgiveness to be able to forgive. Having a forgiven spirit is critical for a Christian, and forgiveness is the heart of our biblical message. Forgiveness is the key for transformation and healing. So it's important that we know what forgiveness is and how to truly forgive. To forgive means to stop feeling angry or resentful towards someone for an offense, flaw, or mistake. Forgiveness is giving up a resentment or right to get even no matter what he or she has done to us. Forgiveness is to pardon them for their debt completely, to cease to have feelings of hate, bitterness, and anger towards someone. To me, the opposite of forgiving is to hate, anger, bitterness, resentment. It's what births violence, war, destruction. Now, Ephesians 4:31-32 says, "Get rid of all bitterness, rage, and anger, brawling, slander, along with every form of malice. Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other just as Christ forgave you." If you do not forgive, there is hate, resentment, bitterness, revenge, etc. You are never more like God than when you forgive. Now, forgiveness is a powerful tool that allows individuals to heal emotional wounds, restore relationships, and promote peace and harmony. It requires strength, empathy, and the willingness to let go of negative emotions. Forgiveness is key for the kingdom of God, because without forgiveness, there is no harmony, there is no peace, there is no freedom. You actually sentence yourself to prison when you do not forgive. There's a saying, not forgiving someone is like drinking poison and expecting someone else to die. We're already hurting ourselves. We're not hurting anyone else by not forgiving anyone. We must ask for forgiveness to be forgiven so we can forgive. I repeat that. We must ask for forgiveness from God to be forgiven so we can forgive. And it also means we forgive ourselves, not just others, yourself. The Lord's Prayer, we remember, is forgive others as you forgive us. There's a lot of things God forgives, but there's one thing he says he won't forgive. If you don't forgive a brother and sister, he doesn't forgive you. That's a big deal. So we need to start our day ready to forgive and be forgiven. A war doesn't start just because. You don't wake up one morning and say, I'm going to war. It starts with hatred and anger and unforgiveness. Not forgiving someone and letting it build and build and build and build until eventually violence or war. This is why it's so important to understand the deep meaning of loving your enemy. Because it's difficult to let go and to see this world as something temporary and understand that what is unseen controls what is seen. But understand that when you have guilt, the only cure for that guilt is forgiveness. So there's no way to have peace, the kingdom, joy. There's no way to have these things if we don't forgive ourselves and we're not able to forgive others. It doesn't happen. To forgive or to be forgiven, we must first repent. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Repent, because now when we repent, we have the Holy Spirit inside of us, the Spirit that allows us to reap the fruits of joy and peace by our inner obedience. But the only cure for guilt is forgiveness. You got to examine yourself and ask yourself these questions, because just saying I forgive someone, it's not the same as truly forgiving someone and letting go of it in your heart. Partial forgiveness is not forgiving. And there is no forgiveness if you're still angry inside and trying to separate yourself from this person. Now, it is wise if you understand that you must keep a distance, but not with any kind of resentment or anger. You say you forgive them, but you never want to see them. You don't want to talk to them. You want to pretty much remove them from your life. You try to avoid them at all costs. I'll give you a short little story. When I was trying to quit cigarettes, I remember there was a time that I was smoking a cigarette, a pack of Marlboro Lights a day. And this was a while back. And of course, when I was smoking these and I wanted to quit, there's some people who take one way, which is, and I tried it, so I know it didn't work for me, but which is try to avoid it at all costs, right? Don't buy any cigarettes. Don't be around people that smoke. Make sure there's not a cigarette in sight. And this way I'll quit. The issue with that, of course, is that you're not really quitting from the root. You're not really doing it. You're actually just preventing, and you're still holding this addiction inside, and you're just putting a wall, a temporary wall. But the addiction is still there, you know? So to me, when I went in this, I decided to not just want to quit by trying not to smoke, but of course, doing it with my will and reprogramming myself internally by not throwing the cigarettes away or removing them from my life, but carrying a pack in my actual pocket and controlling what I was smoking. And I was minimizing, and I was smoking less and less every day until little by little I was even putting some out. But I did it to the point that once I stopped smoking completely, the cigarette was still in my pack and there were still like 8 cigarettes in there or more. And so now it's different, because if you do it the first way that we spoke about, then anytime that you go to a party, which, or a gathering or a concert or whatever the case may be, when you go and go in public and someone else is smoking cigarettes around you, it's very easy at that point to break and say, you know what, you got a cigarette I can have? Yeah, cool. And then you smoke and you cheat and it's done, and then you're back to it, right? I knew that in my mind I had quit, even if I had access to the cigarettes. I didn't just put a wall up and kept the addiction. I worked on the addiction without any walls until I broke the addiction completely and I wasn't addicted. And now, no matter what I was around or who I was around, I knew for sure I would never touch a cigarette again. And I never have, and I never will. But this goes with the same thing with us trying to avoid or trying to pretend we are forgiving someone when really we really have not forgiven them internally, okay? If you have a negative thought about someone or an opinion about someone, speak negatively of someone, then some way, shape, or form, you still have not forgiven them. There's something still bitter inside of us and that we have to work on and then clean up. And if we don't address it, it's just going to get bigger and bigger and worse. Talking about what someone did to you is a form of not forgiving. You're rehearsing it. If I think that I forgive someone, but I'm still having negative thoughts about this person or speaking bad about the person, I'm wrong. It means I have not forgiven them and there's still resentment in my heart. Our hardest temptations are the most justified. So if someone does us wrong and we know they're wrong and we're right and we're justified, those are harder to forgive. Wanting someone to pay for what they've done and to suffer is not forgiving. Not even if you say to yourself, God will pay them back for what he did. Real forgiveness is saying, I'm going to pray for them. Even if they did me wrong, I'm going to pray for them. I'm going to forgive them. And I want to say, God, forgive them also, because they don't know what they do. That's real forgiveness. Remember, you were forgiving first. So let's keep thoughts towards people that are merciful and compassionate. Forgiveness, love. Love is to give. The root of the word forgive is to give, and to give up and allow, pardon, give up that debt. When we forgive, truly, we even pray that God forgives them as well. Studies have shown that forgiving others produce strong psychological benefits for one who forgives. It has been shown to decrease depression, anxiety, unhealthy anger, and symptoms of PTSD. But we don't just forgive to help ourselves. Forgiveness can lead to psychological healing, yes, but in its essence, it is not something about you or done for you. It is something you extended toward another person because you recognize that over time, that is the best response to the situation. We can feel hurt and offended. Remind yourself that we are as sinful as them, and we've made mistakes, maybe worse. It allows us to help to have compassion and forgive them. There's many ways that it's difficult. You could be a victim of a crime from a stranger, or even worse, a loved one. Someone who cheats on you or treats you bad. Someone who you trust that betrays you. Someone you care about that offends you. Someone that bullies you. Or even as simple as someone who cuts you off when you're driving. It's easy to get offended and upset, but we must let them go and forgive. We're here to love each other and to give and to understand that we're here to help each other grow. But without forgiveness, we cannot grow. There is no growth. Put yourself in their place. It could have been you. Forgiveness is something that crosses you over to the supernatural. And not forgiven is only going to block the supernatural. Watchman Nee says that unforgiveness in the heart of believers is the single biggest open door for the devil. So remember that the secret to loving your enemy is forgiveness. All right, all right. Well, you know the deal. Like, share, follow. And if you would like to leave a rating, it would be greatly appreciated. This will help spread the truth and spread the message. This is why we're here. Thank you again. And I want to thank those also supporting with donations. Very much appreciated. And remember, perspective is everything. You can make it heaven. You can make it hell. The choice is yours.